Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Okay. Amen. Luke 10 verse 2. Quickly. Luke 10 2. We want to look at the nature of word used to describe the Great Commission. Because there's no reward for wrong labor. So it is important we know the words. I think I shared a story. I was in primary school. And I wrote what I believed to be the most interesting and simple exam. It was English. And I can't remember what class now. But what I didn't know was that I just saw it. When I saw the way it was, I knew that, okay, what's an opposite? So I did everything. But, you know, when we finished, and I heard my friends talking about the answers they selected. First one, not the same. Second, not the same. So that was when I picked the exam question paper. And I saw that I did not read the instruction. Even smart people fail when they miss instructions. Okay? So when you miss the instruction, you missed the deal. So there are instructions around the Great Commission. He said, bulk of the things. Bulk of the things. Amen. All right. Can you imagine writing a math? I think this happens with mathematics a lot. You write a mathematics exam, and after that, you were boasting that the answer you got is 0.5. And the smartest in the class, you overhear him saying, I actually got 1,256. That's the answer to the question. You want to dismiss your own report. I say, where did I miss it? Amen. Now, I believe that's how it's going to be in the final days. There might be shocks. And sometimes the smartest don't look like it. There are people who are doing the work correctly. And he said something powerful. That out of zeal, I think zeal is one of the leading cause of error. I will talk about those that have zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. You know, when you are zealous, you are loud and you are fast. But a fast moving car without brakes will have accident. Do you understand what I'm saying? Zeal is dangerous if it's not tampered with knowledge. Knowledge of scriptures. It bridles you. It checks you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Amen. So it is to the end that we do not just labor, but we do what God has asked us to do. Amen. So can I show you now? Good. We're going to look at the word used to describe the Great Commission. Luke 10 verse 2. Luke 10 verse 2. Now the Bible says here that therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now there were two instances where Jesus used this word. The harvest is great. But if you don't study properly, you would think it's just synoptic gospel. It's not. There were actually two different instances. The second instance was when he saw them scattered as sheep without shepherd. And he said, you see, are you aware that that even this thing we say, God is moving, God, powerful things are happening. Now imagine if you have a store that can store, let's say, 100 bags of rice. And now you have harvested 2 million bags of rice. Is that a good news? You may experience wastage of a lifetime. So if Jesus said the harvest is great, the laborers are few, it could mean, how many of you did this mathematics? I ask you, in how many ways can social and those numbers be rearranged? Permutation and... So let's bring the same formula. So what does it mean that laborers are few? All right, we can't do that until we understand the works of laborers around the harvest. If you are a quick person, you want to conclude that laborers are those who bring down the harvest, or those who harvest. That's not completely true. The work of laborers don't stop when the product has been harvested. Laborers are not done until the product gets to the final phase or the final stage. So we look at harvesting, we look at storage, we look at processing, then we look at deployment. So when Jesus said the harvest is great but the laborers are few, it could mean, all right, can we now rearrange this mathematically? Those who understand harvest but don't understand storage, don't understand processing, don't understand deployment. Or sometimes those who understand harvest, who understand storage, who don't understand processing, who don't understand. And we can go on and on. And if we begin to rearrange and rearrange and rearrange, we could get loads of figures you won't believe. And as we do that, you will see ministries typical of those misrepresentations. So who are true laborers? Those who understand the phase from harvest till deployment. But one of the qualifications for the laborer is that the laborer must know that the laborer must necessarily also be an harvest. Okay? Because God is working on the laborer as he's working on the harvest. Just that the laborer might be at his own deployment phase. But when you get to that deployment phase, that doesn't mean God is done. There's still a perfecting that needs to be done. Amen? You see that in Ephesians 4. There's a perfecting that needs to be done. Praise God. I said praise God. So now, when he struck a chord, I said, this man, that's it. And that was the chord I showed you. That people say, we just want to evangelize. We are not inviting you to our church. No, it's not complete if we are not inviting you to church. The harvest will waste if harvested and left on the field. It will be brought to the storehouse. Every other process will begin from the storehouse. Okay? And if by reason of chance or by knowledge of the laborer, you see that the fellow is in a wrong storehouse or is heading to a wrong storehouse, it is your duty under God to show the fellow, go to a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church. And if what we have is, why not say, come? Did Jesus call anybody and say, go and follow that person? He said, follow me. If we lack the temerity to say, follow me, then we are not credible. If truly what we are doing is substantial, we should be able to come. Amen. See, you can't do the gospel if you want to play safe. I don't want anybody to insult. I don't want anybody to get me wrong. Sometimes you watch me lead prayer and I tell people, give. Amen? Give. All right, because the project costs a lot of money. Are you following what I'm saying? If you are playing safe, you are doing your own work, and there's no reward for you. In fact, playing safe is a sign that you are proud. You see, if you are a servant, you don't mind the insult. But if you are a boss, nobody should insult me. Nobody. Anyone who can deal with controversy, who is careful. I'm not saying you should be controversial. But I'm saying as long as it is the truth, it will be controversial to those who are not saying it. True or not true? Huh? Amen. So the church has a role in the Great Commission. It means if we are preparing for the harvest of nations, then we have to plant churches across nations. Amen. I said we have to plant churches across nations. We have to. So if God is sending you to nations, you can't say you are not going because there's a revival in Africa. So I want to stay in Africa because of that revival. No. Take the fire of the harvest to nations. That's what God does. Take the fire to where? Nations. People will not be saved if you don't go. True or not true? Yeah. Unless God has given you a specific instruction. But let me put them, please. I want to say something very, very dicey, but I'm going to say it. Most times, people engraft instructions from their learning environment, and the instruction is not for them. Do you know what I'm saying? If you learn ministry under a man who is careful about media and feel media, which you know is not about media, you will believe it and believe that's the same pattern God is giving you. But the problem I've seen with such ministries is that they may be large, but they may lack the strength and the track record to address the body. A body you are not nourishing, you can't address. And the tool for addressing that body is media. I'm saying this so I can save somebody's life. Amen. When our ministry started, and we do a lot of trainings, teachings online, I write. You have been following me over the years. You see, I write a lot of stuff. I write. I was criticized. I was insulted. I was called different names, but I stayed. Amen. I sent out a single invitation to mentor people. I've not even remembered to send more, just one. Right, we have about 1,000 people now. It's because they've been nourished before then. Now, listen, you are not a champion to those who don't know you. Let me leave it. Amen. Because I'm saying this. That will not become arrogantly prejudiced towards the infrastructures available for us to convey this gospel and say God just want me to do low key. God, be careful. That low key may be lower forever. Oh yeah. Say God just want me to do behind the scene. You may never come on the scene if it's not God. What the devil will do is that he will tie you down with different things. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is not showmanship. This is being strategic. I can go on and on. I can tell you many things. Some ministers are powerful. Some are strategic. Some are powerful and strategic. That's why you see a pastor here at Adeboye who is not physically on social media have his account. That's power plus strategy. Unless by instruction. but be sure it's God. If you have ever heard wrongly before, don't be quick to run with the one that agrees with your emotions. Have you missed it in hearing God before? Yeah? Good. So it calls for humility and patience. When I hear things, I run them through the funnel 7 times. That was when I would now open my mouth and tell my wife, this is what God is saying. Because before I met her, I heard wrongly about many people. So even when God said, he's your wife, I didn't believe him. I had to go and pray. And he said, I heard sometimes back. Yeah, no, just so God, how will you prove yourself? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you hear a knock on your door, pop, 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 pop. Hello, who is there? You show your face, bah, slap you. You hear another knock, pop, 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 pop. Hello, who is there? Another slap. The third one, hello, who is there? Another slap. Then you must be a fool. You tell the person, show yourself, look through the bell, let's see you, and all that. Personal opinions have weakened the quality of laborers. And the danger is when a minister now projects his personal opinion on people. That's what has made our church monochromatic. Sometimes the church is only producing pastors. Where are the apostles in the church? Where are the evangelists? Where are the teachers? Where are the prophets? Everybody has been made to look like Geo. If that is all God wants, God would have created 50 of him. Can you have your uniqueness and still carry the spirit of your father? Yes. Any form of followership that buries your uniqueness, you've lost it. You've lost it. Amen. I like to be distinct. Because that's what God has called you for. Amen. Say it again, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Amen. Good. So we must understand that the church is the ground. Now, let me break this down. Because sometimes we make certain mistakes about the church, and I'm going to show you some of the mistakes we make. The church is the ground for gathering, processing, and deployment of the harvest. Gathering, processing, and what? Deployment of the harvest. Now, these three things take place in church. Unfortunately, if care is not taken, it is possible to relate with the church as only a ground for gathering. But the church is beyond a gathering. The church is a factory. The church is God's distribution point. Amen. The church is God's distribution point. Everything you see me do today began from a local assembly. I came to church as a normal person, just a first timer. All right, and the rest is history. Praise God. The fellowships on campus, they are fantastic breeding ground. They are fantastic breeding ground. Now, I believe that local churches in town must partner with fellowships on campus. In fact, I'm just going to say this and leave it there. If we don't go back to campus, the quality of our harvest will be reduced. Because that's where a lot of things happen. And many of you speak the light of God's grace upon your life through campus. So you got more than degree, more than certificate. You came out with a consciousness. Why? Not just because of campus itself, but because of the fellowship structure. Amen. Now, these are very important. So you don't harvest and leave the produce on the field. They have to come to church. Amen. They have to come to church. And that's why the moment God has given you a church ministry and your voice is far reaching to the ends of the earth, then you have to plant an assembly there. All right? We called out invitation for people who, all right, have been trusting God for this church to be in their countries to reach out. How many countries do we have represented now? All right, check. We have quite a number of countries represented. Those who have been trusting God. Now, why can that happen? Because the message is first reaching them. Hey, do you understand what I'm saying? Some of them are in different countries, but Sundays, Tuesdays, Fridays, they are glued to their screens and watching what is happening. So we want to invest in what we do in local assemblies, particularly that the substance of the local assembly is the message. It's the message. Every other thing, all right, therefore the family and all that, the community of the local assembly, denim Sunday, family Sunday, harvest service, they are fantastic. But the real substance is the message. Yeah. So that's the real substance. Don't leave that and focus on the electives. If we do some things that we are doing old school Sunday, it is to the end that we may reach some more. To the end that they come and get what? The message. Somebody say, the message. What makes Fair of Light Church distinct? The message. When you listen to the message from here, you will have an idea. Right? That why is this person teaching them like he's teaching pastors? It's because God has sent me to raise end time armies, not civilians. So chances are, if you stay here for a while, even if you have not perceived a call all your life, you know you are called. Now, it may not necessarily now be to go and start a ministry or to hold mic, but that you not have the sense of calling is a lie of the devil. Why? The message. The message determines the nature of the audience. Listen, the audience does not determine the message. It is the message that determines the nature, the maturity, and the configuration of the audience. The message. The message. The message. Amen. Is somebody learning something here? Are you sure? So don't just treat the local church as a ground for gathering. We bless God for gathering. There are scriptures on that. We don't despise the gathering of brethren. Brethren don't just gather. Brethren are possessed. And brethren are deployed. Amen. It is not to the end that in the next 30 years, we are competing for the oldest member. What have you become in 30 years? Do you understand what I'm saying? What have you become? Let me give you this instance. So, one time, I worked with a processing company, a food processing company. So, it's a bottling company. Now, you will discover that there are chains of processes from Okay, let me give you an instance. You go to Coca-Cola company, for instance. You will see chains of processing. There is a whole department where they wash the bottles. I still bottle cokes. Now you will open with your teeth. You know, I remember growing up, there's this thing that they used to do. So they do some promo with drinks. And you can have free drinks. Some of you Indomie people don't know that. Free drinks. So people now discovered that if this guy goes to buy 7-Up, he can keep getting 6 free drinks. I became the chief servant in the house. I would just go there and stand. Sit down, down. Free drink. We'll keep drinking within. Now that's on the lighter note, right? Amen. Now, but you get to the company, you see that there is a department where they are, what they are doing is washing. If that department is the only place you feel, you get to, you feel that what they do in this company is washing. But don't conclude yet. You get to another department, all right? That's where they are doing the mixing. Already they have their compounds, everything. There is a fixed, all right, percentage of different things qualitatively now, and that's what makes the taste predictable. You don't taste Coke today better today than it was yesterday. It is consistent, and the consistency shows us that there's a recipe. Amen. If you get to that place alone, you say this is a lab, but it's more than a lab. Then you get to the place where they are pouring and they are bottling and all that and all that. Sometimes when you hear the message of a man that is dealing with cleaning the bottle, you say, this man is this. But it's more than that. It takes listening to the whole council to determine who a preacher is. Are you following what I'm saying? It depends. Say, I went to that church, but what they were preaching? Which Sunday did you come? It takes more than one sitting to determine what the church is doing. Are you following what I'm saying? You met a part of a process. Go and get the tapes for the previous one and be patient for the next ones. Yeah. People just say, I went to that church, this. You have no right to conclude about a church until you have been there for at least 3 to 6 months. Do you get what I'm saying? Even while you were in school, how many of you attended lectures? You know you must not miss one class. You will not know where to start when you come back. You're like, where do I start from? Have you done anything biochemistry related? You don't. You said, where do I? What is he saying now? What chain is this? What chain? Where did this one come out from? Yeah. Well, you missed the class. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, stop missing classes. All right, you know what it means to produce a Judas? A Judas is not necessary. Judas is not first and foremost a betrayer. No! In fact, I think the issue with Judas was more with other things than betraying. Betraying issue was once. But there were many things he did consistently. One of the things he did consistently was stealing. It was a thief. The Bible recorded it like that. Uh-huh. Another thing Judas did constantly was that he was always missing in major encounters. The next trouble of every ministry are those who are missing in action. Because they are not configured with the same pace as the rest. When there comes a time that wisdom is not to respond, they lack it. Because they were missing in the days of that equipping. That's why we insist. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't seem to get it. How many of you have pastored around campus before? Uh-huh. When do you have problem as campus leaders? When students are returning from break. True. All the things you have taught them, somebody is going to flush it at home. The ones you are teaching, they've missed for so, you now have to start warfare. That's when you now see that this brother is doing this. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor, stop missing encounters. Do you think if Judas has seen Jesus being transfigured, he will have the confidence to do that? Something broke in their heart when they saw that. Even the Peter became humbled. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Another thing Judas was doing more than he betrayed was that he had a nature. He didn't seem to share in the belief that Jesus should be honored. Whenever honor is coming, he feels it's too much. You cannot say God is calling you under a man, but you are angry with the way they honor him. I say, why is everyone honoring him like that? Who does he think he is? From the moment you have said that, whether loud or quietly, the grace heard. And from that moment, it is designed not to work for you. Grace cannot work where there is no honor. Do you get what I'm saying? I learned the secret. I have 5 points straight. How many semesters? I learned the secret. What's the secret? Never join anybody to dislike a lecturer. Once you dislike the lecturer, you can't pass their course. Leave that place. The truth is that you may have issue with the man too, but don't say it. From the day you say it, you come to their level. Do you get what I'm saying? There are ministers of God in Nigeria people have issues with. And sincerely, sometimes I feel they have excesses. My wife is here. We see things, we are not going to discuss this. It's not because we are trying to be, do you get what I'm saying? But because there is something they represent that we know we need. Simple. Are you following what I'm saying? If you miss these basic things, I tell you, it takes more than intelligence to pass in school. You people who are sometimes are not smarter than you, they are just wiser. It takes more than intelligence. Do you know? Let me give you an instance. Can I give you an instance? A very strange one. God began to speak to me about one of my sons. And I wanted to give him an assignment. And it's a core assignment. But even having heard God, I said, he's not in the radar. He won't be able to handle this. And God did not convince me otherwise. So I gave the assignment to someone else. After a while, I called him. I said, what have you been missing in the radar? He said, sir, I have been following everything you are doing every day. Guess what? That did not change the fact that what could have been given that would have stepped him into an higher assignment was not given. And God did not convince me otherwise. Why? It takes more than commitment. There is a need to be wise. Because it is people that God will use to launch you in deployment. And at that point, if they feel you are this, God will not change their mind. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't want to explain further. You don't seem to understand what I just said. Do you know, sir, that it can be in God's plan that in 2023, according to what is written in your scroll, you should now begin to enter into active pastoring. But that pastoring also is with God's awareness that he didn't call you to start a church. Meaning that somebody he has placed you under will have to trust you to pastor. If the fellow feels you are good in every area, but you don't dress well, hence I can't give you, God will say yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? If the fellow feels this fellow is good, but I don't like the way this fellow's command of English. The reason why God will not convince him otherwise is because somewhere along your journey, before you get to that point, God will have made every attempt to make sure you get it. Do you know Abraham could have waited all that long and missed his blessing by missing those men who were passing casually? Sometimes that's how it is. And people don't seem to understand it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the most scary one for me, and I always say it, and it's very, very scary, is that I think it will have taken either some more years or possibly impossible for me and my wife to be married if she did not come the day she came to church. She only came once. Before then, I'll just look at her picture and say, who is this yellow pop off? Okay, one of my mentees. Okay, yeah, look at them. Okay, God said to them, God said to them. In fact, I would have even planned to match make somebody else. Do you get what I'm saying? But that day, she felt led to come and attend a Saturday service. Then after the service, God now said, that's your wife. If she didn't come, maybe go now to orchestrate. And I was quite stubborn. And my stubbornness was with the fact that there's an established covenant. What I'm telling you is that you may get the spirit link right and miss the human link. And when you, it will look as if God didn't call you. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the reason why people can be stagnated, and they will not even know that, see, that actually according to the books, at this time this should have begun. Moses said he thought that Israelites will know that their deliverance should begin through him, but they did not understand. So they waited that many more years. 40 more years. Sometimes people are celebrating later could have happened before. And you know, you can't cry for restoration if you don't know something was stolen. True or not true? You can't. Restoration is only a real prayer once there's awareness. Oh Lord, I'm aware that the devil has stolen a season. But what if you don't know? What if you just keep living your life normally, sleeping and waking up? You've been having uneasiness. You can't tell why. It's because you have missed the calendar. According, do you get what I'm saying? Grace for that season has come, but the work for it is not there. It will be weighing you down. And that's why when I lead people, one of my core responsibilities to help them discern, I'm discerning their times and trying to keep them, position them to get there in terms of all the other attributes. Do you get what I'm saying? Praise God. So the church is not just a place where we gather the harvest. We bless God for gathering. But there is more than that that happens in the church. It's more than a gathering. Say it again, the church is more than a gathering. Come on, say it loud and clear. The church is more than a gathering. Hey, say it again, the church is more than a gathering. The church is God's factory. The church is God's distribution point. Now, even if God will call you into a ministry that is not in your local church, it must begin from your local church with a track record. Can I show you from scripture? Whenever it is that the church have not endorsed it, it will lack credibility to impact lives. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 13, from verse 2, let's look at it. Acts 13, verse 2, let's look at it. Are you there? Now let's start from verse 1. Now there were in the church, Acts 13:1, that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called the Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. And Saul, as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. He didn't say for the work whereunto I am calling them. The work whereunto I have called them. Meaning that there is a time to be called, there is a time to be sent. You have to be an authorized sent person. I will not be able to get there tonight, but I'm going to show you later that if you are called and not sent and you go, you will destroy the others. Between the phase of being called and being sent, there are installations that must be in place. If you don't have it, you will be kicking against the pricks with zeal. Do you understand what I'm saying? When God gave me the instruction about this ministry, July, 10 years ago, do you understand what I'm saying? We did not become a church until 2018. We'll be 5 this year. Am I correct? Do you understand what I'm saying? The version of the man hearing the call is not the version that must commence it. Between the version that heard and the version that will start and the version that will perfect, a lot of development must have taken place. Let me try to touch a few things before we call it a day. Alright, so time is running fast. Like I said, he has touched everything I need to say. So, the local assembly is the most strategic ground for the harvest of nations. The Great Commission necessitates to have churches planted in different nations. We are obligated. Do you understand what I'm saying? To have churches planted where, if there are harvests there, then the refinery, the grounds for storage, the ground for processing and deploying must be there also. The local assembly is your spiritual family here on earth. This is the place where you get your identity and enter into your ordained, your God ordained plans for your life. Everything any believer have said is will be doing outside the local assembly must be traced to a track record. Meaning that if you claim to be a minister and you are doing a form of ministry outside, if your local church considers you as a fraudulent person, you are fraudulent. One of the reasons we have problem is that there are too many ministries who can be traced to a root. Somebody has messed up 10 girls in different places. Then he has gone to start another ministry. And I believe that something will happen in this nation, either now or in the nearest future, that will call men to more accountability. Until that is happening. See, are you following what I'm saying? You are more dangerous if you can do anything and go away with it. We must be able to who is doing anything outside that you can't trace to a family? Is a fellow a demon? In the same light that if you want to go for any political or anything, you are traced to a family, a village, a locality, a country, and what have you. In the same vein, we must be able to trace the track record of what you call ministry to a local assembly. And your character must be consistent. Meaning that we can check on pastors who pastored you 20 years ago. And everyone has good report. Can I show you from scriptures? 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 from verse 1. Seeing therefore we have this ministry, having received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in what? Craftiness. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully. But what? By the manifestation of what? Truth. We commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's track record. Are you following what I'm saying? And you got people complaining. I said, this local church thing. They just want to pin me. They want to pin me down. They want me to do what God wants me to do. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm teaching you now. No church is pinning anybody. God is calling you, serve well and live well. Do you get what I'm saying? People don't have a track record of service. They think ministry begins when there's something to their name. Ministry begins when service begins. Are you following what I'm saying? So I just come to God to suspect the pastor, suspect everybody, suspicious. I don't mind them. Look at them. Look at the way they greeted me. Look at the way they look at me. They don't want me to do my calling, Abi. Nobody is fighting with your calling. Are you following what I'm saying? The First Way of Life Church started. I planted 14 other churches for my local assembly. It didn't begin today. I grew a campus fellowship from three people to using four lecture theaters. See, the chances of getting it right when you are seeing someone that you are nourished by the same spiritual meal, not the one that when there's problem, say, let's buy 60 candles. And you were not trained like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, when I was going to get married, I knew that at that phase of ministry, I could not marry somebody. I just don't know how God was going to do it, but I knew I could not marry somebody who was not already listening to me. Do you get what I'm saying? Because there's no time to have to be doing delete, install. There's no time. There's no time. Hey, do you understand what I'm saying? The local assembly is bigger and deeper than you think. So people come to church. And this old nonsense of people saying that, and thank God he said it, that I left church, I didn't leave God. Where is God? He's not in the midst of his people. All this nonsense of it's church, all these church people. What we're going to have, there's a form of wisdom. How many of you did number line? Did number line? Well, number line is deeper than just plus minus. Are you aware? Are you aware? It's also applicable in physics. I don't want to go into all those issues. All right? But you see, to your right, positive integers. To your left, negative integers. All right? Let's say, for instance, wisdom is a positive integer. Is a constant. So the same way you have correct wisdom, the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, peaceable, easily entreated. It's the same way you have plus one, you also have minus one. So you have wisdom that is from above, but you also have something on this other side called darkened counsel. It comes also as an inspiration like wisdom, but the only problem is that this one is a dangerous inspiration. Anytime this fellow is inspired like that, is so. Do you, the same way you are receiving inspiration about something that can bless lives, about something that God can do, and to write something. Those who are writing rubbish, they also is an inspiration too. From what? Darkened counsel. That's what you begin to walk in when you leave the congregation of the righteous. Either wanders away from the congregation of who? Is it the righteous? From wisdom shall abide in the congregation of the dead. Sorry, either wanders away, Proverbs 14:18, am I correct? Either wanders away from understanding shall abide in the congregation. So there is a congregation of the dead. Can I show you more scriptures? You know the madman of Gadara? Huh? Who called him a madman? There was no part of the Bible that called him a madman. It was those reading that looked at the attribute, the psychosis, and said, this is a madman. But what were the indicators? He was bound with feathers, he was cutting himself, and all that, making sounds alone. But where was he? In the tomb. That's where many believers are. All their best friends are not in Christ, dead in their trespasses. They come to church. When there's a problem in church, they go and share the problem with those who are not going to church. Or those who have been offended out of their local assembly. What do you think you will get? You will cut yourself. Don't you get it? All this warfare that the devil is waging against people's minds and local assembly. Now listen to this. Why did we come to Abuja? And I'm talking the way I'm talking. That checks Fair of Light Church in a couple of months. Because I know if the factory is correct, the harvest will come. This statement is where you drop mic. My focus is to keep the factory correct. I'm going to leave it at that. But we also have to pursue our vessel. All right. I'm going to stop there. So the church has a role to play in the Great Commission. Local assembly. If God is calling you, into local assembly ministry, either to serve under or to start. Don't say there are too many pastors. The laborers are few. They were few then, they are still few now. There might be many pastors, but few laborers. But you will be a laborer. In Jesus' name. And if you're a laborer, you must understand you are a scarce commodity. So don't mess it up. Do the work of ministry. Praise God. I want to pray for you. All I've done now is just to buttress what the great teacher has taught us tonight. And one more time, can we give him a big hand? But do you know that the way God begins to process you in the local assembly is by bringing you to active participation? See, how many of you have served? Okay, how many of you are serving? These are people who have not served and are not serving here. How many of you are coppers as we speak? Coppers. Copper, let me see your answer. Okay, you have served before, let me see your answer. Okay. Now, how many of you lived in the family house? Okay. You know, I lived in the family house. And in my set, we had a boy. They call him Ogabu. I've never seen that kind of human being in my life. Do you get what I'm saying? He's a non-conformist. You don't wear short necker in the family house. You don't. During service, he will enter with boxers and singlet. Fact. And go and sit down in front. Just because he wants to shake your system and let you know he has vowed not to obey. So we as leaders, our patience were checked, tested, rocked. We'll call him to a meeting. He will say, there's nothing you have to do me. We'll say, by constitution, we should evict from this house. Say, may I evict him, mercy. One time he had done all the bad things and now we have all legal ground to evict him. We called him to a meeting. He was there. He was eating this M&M. He said, una no fear, victim. And true to it, God said, leave him. So he was correct. But later we found out that the boy finished as the best graduating student in that year in UNILAG. That same boy. When they say, if you look at him, there's nothing that looks nice. He doesn't comb his hair. Nothing. So, all the people he was playing with are messing their life up. He already had a lecturing job. Right now, he's in either Poland or something. Doing his PhD. He should have even finished. He was settled. His life challenged us. And do you get what I'm saying? His life is... Leading Ogabu was a caucus I had to pass. One time he said, in the middle of my teaching, he said, Preo, Preo. They call me Preo. He said, if you like, I say, where all of them are, don't hold this mic. Why you go there inside, Abi? That thing where they talk now, first. In the middle of a message. You will look at him. You can't talk back. You can't drop the mic. You can't say, somebody come and continue. Let me deal with him. You just have to hold. It was a furnace that we had to go through. The local church may not be pleasant all the time. The same way your spiritual family is not always pleasant and perfect. But God needs it and needs you to participate to become what you should become. So going to church and say, I don't want to be a part of workforce because I don't want to have any trouble, is to postpone evil day. Situation will now happen in life you have not been trained for. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. By the grace of God, I know many things about how to treat my wife better. All right? Because of working with ladies before I even met my wife. True service. Do you get what I'm saying? It will sometimes you will be rebuked and then you are given mic. Go and lead prayer for 5 minutes. It looks like you should cry. It has not happened to you before, but it will happen. Just a matter of time. Do you think it's everybody that is holding mic that is holding it? Do you get what I'm saying? You just received lash. And then just when you are done, say, oh, yeah, go and pick that mic. Oh, yeah, lead worship. And you say this thing is not going. The man who does the BQ, the man who is in front, say, glory. You are like, worship. Worship. When the fire is hot, something is dying. When the ministry started, one of my boys, he preached. And he said some very wrong things. I knew he went to copy a message. So I invited him to my house. I was eating. He came. He sat down. I said, how was your message on Tuesday? Ah, fine, Papa. Ah, it was great. But I was playing a message on my phone while I was eating. It was the message he listened to that I came to re-preach. So he was looking at me. Ah, later he picked it. Ah, everything he said word for word, the fellow was saying it. I said, is there any problem? He said, ah, no, sir. He said, ah, so actually, Papa, sir, so you also listen to this man? I said, I do. Ah, Papa, I'm sorry, sir. I said, did I correct you? He said, no, sir. Did I rebuke you? He said, no, sir. Say, sir, I will confess. Meanwhile, everything that person was saying was against what we stand for. I rebuked him. But I still gave him mic to preach again. This time around, I was seated under it. Whether I will enter the ground or not, preach. This, you know, when you apply for that job, you say you can function under duress. Where you will learn it is church. Say, I'm good under duress. I can function under any condition. Under pressure. Under pressure. Praise God. I see God doing something new. We must go back to understand the purpose of the local church in the Great Commission and do our own part faithfully. And once you have started serving, ministry has started. Even if ministry is to sweep the floor, ministry has started. Lift your hands and give God praise for the word you have heard tonight. Come on, go ahead. Glorify Him. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Come on. Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Have you really been blessed today? Give the Lord a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.